But if you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse.
We did not come this far to just break down and lose now. I'm a winner. I'm going to win.
You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena? We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up?
Come on. Where's the all in from you? You're doing that half-ass shit right now, and I hate that half-ass shit because half-ass shit gets you half-ass results.
What would have to happen by the end of 2026 for me to look back on 2026 and consider it a success? So, first rule, in order to pick something up, you have to put something down.
Through this, through discipline, through self-discipline, through repetition, through tons of repetition of the same thing that you don't want to do, you develop like an armor for your mind.
When you're going through something really challenging, how do you show up within it? Do you choose to become a victim of complaining and misery and shitty, or do you find meaning in how you show up in the suffering?
See, the thing about life, we're going to die, right? Eventually we're going to die, but our legacy can live on. The impact can be non-perishable forever, but it's got to be built right. And we got to take advantage of the time we have right now.
And I'm telling you from the bottom of my soul, it is so easy to beat people today. They are so soft. They have no work ethic. No one can stick with anything. Everyone's distracted. They're on social media. They're counting their notifications because they can't stick with shit. They can't say no.
Now you're gonna have to go through hell worse than any nightmare that you ever dreamed. But in the end, I know you'll be the one standing. You know what you gotta do. Do it. Do it.
You can be anything you wanna be. Remember, the saddest thing in life is wasted talent. You could have all the talent in the world, but if you don't do the right thing, then nothing happens. But when you do right, guess what? Good things happen.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. You can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing.
If you risk nothing, you become nothing. You are nothing because nothing ventured, nothing gained. You're not going to get what you want by never risking what you have.
Reality is the more risk you take, the luckier you get. So people need to learn to take one big risk a day. You know, every day take a risk and build up that risk muscle because risk is where success comes.
What kind of risk builds men? Risk something that we're all at least hardwired in part to do. I imagine that there's some kind of risk that builds them up and another kind that destroys them.
Well, I think constantly trying to be in rooms you don't deserve to be in. Apply to schools you shouldn't get into. Apply to jobs you shouldn't get into or you shouldn't receive.
Take a shot at girls that you don't have any.
Express friendship with men more impressive than you. Probably the most important thing for a young man is to surround yourself with, at least in the short term, men who you perceive as being higher character or more successful than you.
You're only one win away from changing everything in your life. So whatever you do, do not stop now. Don't stop believing in that wonderful future because it is so close. Just imagine what life is going to be like. It's going to be even better than you could ever have imagined. And anything is possible for you. And the hardest part is over because you started and then continued one step at a time because you're a winner. Never forget that. You know, times may be hard. That's just a test. It's temporary. And winners like you overcome because winners find a way to make it happen. No matter how long it takes, you will make it happen because you're a superhero with huge mental strength. And because of that, you are unstoppable. It doesn't matter what the obstacles are. You have got what it takes to keep going, to overcome them, and then get the reward of a fantastic future.
What is the best advice you've ever had or received?
Do so much work, it would be unreasonable for you not to be successful.
You gotta do it alone. You gotta do it broke. You gotta do it scared. You gotta do it when you don't know what's going to happen. You gotta do it when you don't feel like it. You gotta do it even when you're nervous. You gotta do it even when you don't have the answers, because you'll figure it out as you go. You know, that's the secret to manhood.
Hey, bro, can you just promise me one thing, bro? Promise me that for the next 6 months, you'll give it your all. No averageness, no laziness, no excuses, just pure effort. Because truth be told, that's all that you're missing. It's just effort. If you just hone in, block out the noise, get off the ground, get off your phone, tell your weaknesses no, and tell your strengths yes, I promise you by the end of the year, you'll be in a totally different situation. But I can't want it more than you. We gotta make that choice.
Just keep stacking days. Just keep stacking days. As long as you keep stacking days, I promise you, you will see the change, but everything that you want is on the other side of hard.
Do you not understand that the more comfortable you get, the more uncomfortable life gets, the less action you take, the more consequences you have. The more you let those bills pile up, the less work you put in, the more food you eat, the fatter you get, all these things are gonna start piling up on you, bro. And bro, I know you weren't built to be average. You were built to have riches. You were built to have the body you want, the physique that you want, the dreams that you want. You were built to have these things, and yet you're content with being average. At the end of the day, the keys are in your hands, bro. It's on you to go make that shit count.
The truth is, you must keep going. Why? Because you deserve to see what happens when all your hard work pays off. Keep going because you're stronger than you think. Keep going because each step forward brings you one step closer to your goals. Keep going because the best is yet to come. You need to understand, you can't win all the time. And unless you lose, you haven't even tried.
Every f***ing day I wake up, and I don't want to do some f***ing shit. I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
What would you do if you weren't afraid? And I love thinking about that when I'm thinking about big life decisions. Like, what would I do if I weren't afraid? And it's usually like the big one, the bigger thing that I really want to do, but I'm afraid to do it. It's like, that's what I should do.
Well, you should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable. It's like the first thing you want to do is dispense with the idea that you get to have any permanent security outside of your ability to contend and adapt. It's the same issue with children. It's like you're paying a price by sitting there being miserable. And you might say, well, the devil I know is better than the one I don't. It's like, don't be so sure of that. The clock is ticking.
Yeah,
and if you're miserable in your job now and you change nothing, in 5 years, you'll be much more miserable and you'll be a lot older.
If you play it safe, you're going to exist. You only get to live when you take risk. Ain't no living in safety. You can't be the man if you don't jump. You can't be top dog unless you fight the other dog. Ain't nobody finna give you the championship. You don't win the title without coming to the fight. You don't win the fight without training.
You need to put yourself in uncomfortable situations and uncomfortable scenarios, okay? If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. Let me say it again. If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. As a man, you have to understand that we as men, we do better in environments where we are uncomfortable, okay? You put pressure on a rock, it turns into a diamond.
You gotta let go of that stuff from the past because it just doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is what you choose to be now.
The comfort zone is dangerous. When you're comfortable, you are at most danger. The comfort zone is somewhere you should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied. Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, you know what? Just be satisfied with what you got. Don't believe them. Get them away from you.
That's good.
You should never be satisfied with what you got. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better. All the time. Don't let anybody tell you, hey man, you know, you should just be happy no!
But one of the things that really motivates me, or one of my most powerful motivational frames, is thinking about the person that I want to become as the destination. And thinking like, I want to be bulletproof. I want to be bulletproof in these ways. I want to be bulletproof in my marriage. I want to be bulletproof in my business, etc. And I think about that man, whoever I want him to be. Like we said, hell is when you look at who you could have been and realize that you're not that person. And then I think, if I were to make that man, what would I put that man through to make him who he is? Like, it wouldn't be easy times. It wouldn't be quick wins. It wouldn't even be easy wins. It would be the toil and the struggle of achieving and reaching for things that are right out of grasp.
that are right above my threshold, and continuing to do that to like lift the weight, to build the muscle, to break it down and do it over and over again, because like that's what creates the character traits that are the man that I want to be. And so when I'm going through those like really harder times, I like to think of like looking in my mental mirror of like, I'm making you. I'm not there yet, but I'm making you.
Work. So I wanted to project myself forward to age 80 and say, okay, now I'm looking back on my life. I want to have minimized the number of regrets I have. And you know, I knew that when I was 80, I was not going to regret having tried this. I was not going to regret having wanted, you know, trying to participate in this thing called the internet that I thought was going to be a really big deal. I knew that if I failed, I wouldn't regret that. But I knew the one thing I might regret is not ever having tried. And I knew that that would haunt me every day. And so when I thought about it that way, it was an incredibly easy decision.
You get older, you think about things. My estimate historically, 80% of the time it ends up in the can like Johnny Sack, or on the embalming table at Cogiarelli's. No risk, no reward.
Some people see the thing that they want, and some people see the thing that prevents them from getting the thing that they want.
This next 5-year window is when you don't go practical and safe. This is not the time to get the job mom wanted you to. This is the time to realize that you have a 5-year window, and it's 3 for some, it's 8 for others, but this is a 5-year window for you to attack the life that you want to win.
Fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so it looks like this ocean that you're gonna step into and drown. But as soon as you step into it, you realize it was not that deep at all, and you can keep walking through it. And I just love that visual, because a lot of times when it's like we have this anxiety around this big decision we have to make, if you actually take the step and realize that it's not death, you're not going to drown immediately. There's plenty of other steps you can take from there, even if you get a little wet.
If I can just walk one more mile after being in the worst shape of my entire life, this would change everything for me mentally going forward. From this kid who came from dirt, nothing, who couldn't read until he was in a junior in high school and is now here. I walked a mile. I said, maybe I can walk one more mile. Maybe I can walk another mile. At mile 81, my ex-wife looked at me and says, you're not going to make the time. When your mind knows it's not going to quit, your body will adapt to whatever is in front of it. I ended up running 20 more miles. I did 101 miles in 19 hours and 6 minutes. It was this 19 hours and 6 minutes that forever changed my life to know that we as human beings are capable of anything. And we don't need any special kind of parents or tools to get there. So I end you with this. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
You don't become confident by shouting affirmations in the mirror, but by having a stack of undeniable proof that you are who you say you are. Outwork your self-doubt.
It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off-season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts and two-a-days. But understand this, life is hard. No matter who you are, there are bumps and hits and bruises along the way. And my advice is to prepare yourself, because football lessons teach us that success and achievement come from overcoming adversity.
There were a lot of days where I did not want to get out of bed. And I guarantee you, if I ask the question here, if everybody is excited to get out of bed every single day, if I saw a hand, I'm going to blatantly call you a liar. Because we all know that is far from the truth. But if you have those little small goals, those little small things that get you excited when you don't want to, it's going to make it even better and even easier at the end when you're getting ready for a presentation or the end of the year or this or that, whatever event you're leading up to. It's going to make it so much easier.
There's a relationship between confidence and competence. Mm-hmm. So what you're looking to do is try and have what you believe that you can do be ahead of what you can do. Right. Now, you're not looking for it to be delusional. You don't want it to be able to believe that you can do something like fly, right? But you need to have a relationship between the two. But what people are asking for is for their confidence to be so far ahead of their competence that, or without having even been competent at anything in the beginning. And that's just delusion. That's fantasy.
Right. Well, I believe that you have to build belief. Belief is like, there's an after-school special belief where the mom says,
believe in yourself, and that's all great, but there's also a built belief. And the built belief is one where you are constantly, like for me, I came from a bad place. How I build belief is through the daunting tasks.
You're one decision away from changing. Literally, you are one decision away from changing. It's a decision away. You're one decision away from changing your life. I hope you make that decision tonight. And I hope you make that decision with what you do tonight.
Grab your nuts. For once in your life, have some ownership, some credibility behind your actions and your words. Mean what you say, do what you say. Follow through for something for one time in your life. One time, follow through on what you say. You will feel a high that you've never felt before. When you follow through on things in life, guys, you achieve the confidence, the mentality that anything's possible.
Fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so it looks like this ocean that you're going to step into and drown. But as soon as you step into it, you realize it was not that deep at all. And you can keep walking through it. And I just love that visual, because a lot of times when it's like we have this anxiety around this big decision we have to make, if you actually take the step and realize that it's not death, you're not going to drown immediately. There's plenty of other steps you can take from there, even if you get a little wet.
I get an email the other day. This young man wants to be a ranger, but he's afraid to go to ranger school. Not because how hard the training is, but because he's afraid if he fails, what people are going to say by judging him. One thing in life, this applies to everything in life. Anytime you move from being normal to trying to be exceptional, people aren't gonna like that shit. Those normal people, it makes them feel like shit, so they're gonna judge you. And nowadays, it's very easy to be a coward.
Those who have swords and know how to use them, but keep them sheathed, will inherit the world. One of the things I tell young men, well, and young women as well, but the young men really need to hear this more, I think, is that you should be a monster. You know, because everyone says, well, you should be harmless, virtuous. You shouldn't do anyone any harm. You should sheath your competitive instinct. You shouldn't try to win. You know, you don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. You want to take a back seat and all of that. It's like, no.
Today, I'm no longer be a loser. Today, I'm going to change my path. I'm going to get on the path of success. I don't care how long that road is. I'm going to see it through no matter what. Because you know what? I've been living enough years in this shithole and I don't want to be here anymore. I'm not happy with this. And I'm tired of making excuses. I'm tired of going through the same circle of motion as shit.
Whether you like it or not, from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, a lot of us are at war with ourselves. And within that war, we have several battles. Those battles are basically choices. You know, I'm not talking about a war that you might find in the Colosseum. I'm talking about a war that's in your brain. That war exists because life has so many choices. Within those choices, you gotta make right decisions. But you know what? Dad, when the alarm goes off in the morning, you don't have to wake up. When you fail, don't blame your mom, don't blame your dad. The only person you have to blame is yourself.
Constant grind and the feeling of never being good enough kept us working. I really learned on the days, the nights that we won championships, you think you want to go out and celebrate, you think you want to go out and party, but those days, you realize that you didn't win the championship on that day, on that night. You won a championship that day when you got up, when you had two games or four games in 5 nights. You went up, you went to practice every single day. That's when you became a champion.
Question. Are you truly doing whatever it takes to reach your goals? Now, I'm going to talk about bodybuilding, but this goes for anything in life. Are you truly doing whatever it takes? Now, whatever it takes, obviously everyone has a different version of what that entails.
So if you want to change the world, start off by making your bed. If you make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day. It will give you a small sense of pride, and it will encourage you to do another task. And by the end of the day, that one task completed will have turned into many tasks completed. Making your bed will also reinforce the fact that the little things in life matter. If you can't do the little things right, you'll never be able to do the big things right. And if by chance you have a miserable day, you will come home to a bed that is made, that you made. And a made bed gives you encouragement that tomorrow will be better.
What if I told you that you're only 6 months away from the life you've always dreamed of? The income, the lifestyle, the time to enjoy everything without fear or worry about money. In fact, you could have everything you've ever wanted. If I add to this that your success was guaranteed and that the person you'd always dreamt of becoming was only 6 months away.
People need to suffer. It is an actual requirement of life. And this is the fiber, the DNA of love. Real love and true love and perpetuity can't exist without suffering. It's impossible.
But you don't appreciate it.
Yeah, it's you have to have suffering. Yeah. And suffering doesn't have to be looked at as a negative thing. It could be looked at as a beautiful thing. It's where real love comes out of.
Yeah.
You know, all my suffering, there was real love in there. Everyone around me, just in this recovery, or in a loss I may have had from an uncle or a grandparent or whatever, you know, there's real love that comes in that suffering, you know, even though it can be a lonely experience. I mean, I look at it that way, and not as a negative, terrible thing, because it's just temporary.